Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to think about this one question. Are you ready? Is gravity hidden? This is something we have to get right, but it depends on whether you're flying or if you're falling. Some folks are aware of the laws of gravity and use them to their advantage. They design things like airplanes and rocket ships and satellites, and they study gravity and other laws of physics and use them to accomplish extraordinary things. So to those who are flying, gravity is not hidden at all. To the contrary, it's embraced, it's loved, it's obeyed, and it is greatly appreciated. But there's others, and they're not so aware. Like one person who might think a 30-foot ladder leaning up against his house needs no side support is not really thinking of gravity very clearly. Have you ever been online and you've seen some of those pictures of epic fails? They almost always involve somebody with a ladder trying to do something that you shouldn't do on a ladder. I mean, it's not that they're opposed to the law of gravity, it's just that they're not very mindful of it. Then, irrationally, they curse the ground when gravity does what gravity does, and they crash and fall. So I guess as we look at this today, here's where we're left. Is the law of gravity hidden to these people, or is it unable to be discovered by these people? And the answer is, well, no. Gravity is gravity. You cannot change it. If you hold an apple with your left arm and you drop the apple, it's going to fall. If you climb up a ladder to try to do something without it being supported, you're going to fall. And so what happens is neither are the ways of doing life hidden from those who fail to practice them. There are certain laws in life that we get to understand, and the scriptures are abundantly clear in these things. You see, there are times that we could have learned these laws, or we could have learned these directions, or maybe you prefer the term guardrails. We could have learned them somewhere, and we might even have heard about them at all times growing up in a faith system. But instead, what happens is we break ourselves on the laws by not paying attention to how they work in our day-to-day life. If we ignore it and we fall, we hurt ourselves. So you say, well, Chuck, all of that's cute. I get it. The gravity thing, got it. Well, let's take a look at something that we must simply get right. It's pretty obvious that we need a different way of life. If you just stop and watch the news, I read an article last night that said, if you watch the news every day, you are 95% more likely to experience some type of emotional downturn, even all the way to depression. But we don't have to look at this life very hard to realize this is a messed up place. We need a different way of life. Ours isn't turning out so well. So what if we were to go back and say this one thing we've got to get right? If we go back to the time of the Lord Jesus here on this earth, this is what he said to ensure that we would get it right. Now remember, he's being asked this question by a lawyer, someone who is up to speed on the law. Now watch this, the law of the Mosaic law. It's up to speed on Jewish law. It's up to speed on what one would have to prove to do to show that they're really a person of God. And so this man says to Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in all the law of Moses?" Now, keep in mind, the law of Moses would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And so the question is, of all those laws that are found in that Mosaic law, which is most important? And Jesus says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And this is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Listen to what he's saying. If you love me, it will be so much easier for you to obey me. What he's saying is, if you'll place God in the right priority of your life, you won't have to fall like you have made gravity invisible. He will catch you. But we have a part to do in this. And what is our part? To recognize that God loves us. And what he's asking us to do is, in turn, love him. Love the Lord your God with your heart, with your soul, with your mind. But then he goes on and says, that's the most important, but one that is equally important is love your neighbor as yourself. The classic example is if we love God with all our heart, will we display a critical spirit? Will we find pettiness and rigidity a natural part of our life? Will we allow hatred and racism to remain in the spheres of our influence? Will we find fault with anything that isn't all about us or live a self-serving life? Because Jesus is saying, if we can get this one thing right, If we can get this one teaching right, our life will be turned right side up. And if we get this right, we can find abundant blessing in our life. My friend, today, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. And as always, we're streaming live on Facebook and live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.